Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into it. It is the 9 o'clock hour here on Fesco and Dusty. This time in 24 hours, we'll be essentially so jacked up we won't even be able to stand straight. Cannot wait for Friday at 10 o'clock. Just getting completely after it. Like, what time do you start boozing for the game on Sunday?
I don't drink on Sunday, so that'll be up to you guys to decide.
Oh, so you're just going to be just no booze on Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Well, I got the pregame from 11 to 2, so it kind of works.
Yeah.
So I don't have the temptation.
And
you know,
8 to 11 is Unicero?
Believe so.
And then you and Drew are 11?
I want to say 9 to 11.
9 to 11?
Yeah.
Okay. 9 to 11 Unicero, and then you and Drew until 2.
Yep.
And then the Chiefs coverage takes over.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, let's go out to our guy, Vinny Garofalo, here on 96.5 The Fan. Vinny, how are you? Last time we talked to you was a regular season game. Now we're into the playoffs where it really matters.
Here we go again, fellas.
I mean, it's wild. What's it like for you owning that Casey's Black Rock up in Buffalo, one of the big Chiefs bars in the United States? And it's got to be fun times for you up there kind of talking trash back and forth, huh?
Oh, God, it's never ending. This has been going on for 5 years now.
Yeah. So what's the feel from Buffalo fans, to be honest, with us here in Kansas City? I get a feel like Buffalo is a little subdued on this one.
They're very confident, I'll tell you that. They think that that this year is different, but you know, like I said, you know, before, water is wet, the sky is blue, and we have parades in February, so I'm expecting the same result, honestly.
You guys got any specials for this week's game? Are you guys trying to pump something out there, like playoff themed, or what's the vibe like out there at Casey's Black Rock?
It's uncomfortable. It's super uncomfortable, as per usual this time of year. You know, it's just business as usual for us. You know, we're just it's a lot. You know, with everything, and you know, two teams, and just trying to keep both groups, you know, playing nice. We like to keep things simple. You know, we're just going to be just trying to keep the roof on the joint, man. Honestly,
but you're in the throes of it all, though, Vinny. Too, like you say, keep it peaceful, keep it calm between the two groups. I feel like both of these fan bases respect the hell out of each other, and I don't see many fans fighting back and forth, not like the losers from Cincinnati or Baltimore or places like that.
God.
I mean, like, this is like, all right, we like you, you like us, we got to play for 3 hours on Sunday, and may the best man win.
There is very much so a mutual respect between the fan bases. We've never had an issue with the bar, ever, knock on wood. Both, you know, both groups always play nice. I think, you know, as much as the teams themselves, I think both groups are just mutually scared of one another at this point, that we're just waiting for this inevitable ticking time bomb to happen every January. And I think the stakes are, you know, so high this time especially that, you know, things aren't going to be any different.
Have you ever had like a brawl go down where like you had to get in there and be like, guys, it's not even the 2 minute warning yet?
I mean, the 13 second game was a little wild. Mm-hmm. I'll leave out particulars.
Yeah.
But we haven't had any, nothing terribly serious.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of friendly banter. that's good. What probably my favorite part is the people from Buffalo that are diehard Bills fans that come into Casey's that have no idea we're a Chiefs bar. And they just look around and they're like, what the hell am I doing here?
That's right.
Which is a pretty fair reaction, you know.
So what do you like best about a 5:30 start, being the owner of that place? Like, does it give you time to kind of make a little bit ahead of time? Or, like, would you rather this be a 2:30 start and get it over with quicker?
The later, the better, just for the alcohol intake alone. You know, if we get people going too early, then our nighttime could look a little fishy.
So that's what, for sure. What? How much booze will you go through on Sunday?
Too much.
I mean, not you in particular. I mean the bar.
Oh, I was talking about the bar, but I mean also that goes the same. Yeah, I mean we may not even be open Monday because it's just we're a small operation. You know, we keep things very simple. We overordered this week, obviously, for the big game, and we expect the bartenders to get a good workout for sure.
No doubt about it. I'm always interested to know, like, when you're seeing this from your point of view, do you, like, when the moment gets big in a bar and you got everybody packed up in there, because, I mean, we watched the Royals and Astros, or Orioles and Royals play this past postseason, and I didn't get to see it from, like, the bar owner's perspective, but, like, when there's a tense moment and the game's, like, you know, at a pivotal point, do you watch the TV or do you split screen it with the audience and the television?
I mean, me personally, I'm glued to the TV, and like we always make the joke that our sales plummet in the fourth quarter because everyone is just so engulfed in what's going on the screens that they don't even know what they're doing aside from that. So drinks, usually it's weird. Like the bartenders will ask customers, hey, you know, do you want another one? They're like, no, like I'm fine. So we've historically sales get a little slow in the fourth quarter because everyone is just so, you know, enthralled in the game.
What will it be like for you on Sunday if the Bills should win this game and have that lead in the fourth quarter? Will it be a celebratory kind of time in your bar, or will it not be a celebratory time in your bar?
So we're going to be probably very 50-50 this weekend.
Okay.
We have our usual, you know, 30-40 people that come out that are diehard Rabbit Chiefs fans, and we love them. But then, you know, there are people that are just going to come to Casey's because we're a Chiefs bar. And I think they kind of want to experience, you know, all of that, what that entails. What's wild is you watch that game every year, and there's so many of each fan base that there's literally cheering on every play, no matter what. And I think it's such an interesting like dynamic, and such an interesting feeling to. There's just nonstop noise, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun, man. I can't wait.
I feel like that's how you should watch a game in a bar. Vinny, hey, man, have a lot of good sales this weekend. Have a safe time. Have everybody watch the game in peace, but also chaotic fashion, but nobody gets hurt. Enjoy the weekend, man, and maybe we'll get to do this again twice again next year.
I hope so. I want to give a quick shout-out to my three homies in Kansas City, my boys Bryson, 40, and Big Will. I love you guys. I can't wait to see you in February for the parade.
There you go. We'll be here for you, Vinny. Take care, bud.
Talk soon, guys.